Hello, radio friends. Once again, I welcome you to our broadcast today. Kindly give me your attention as you listen carefully to today's message. The entrance of the Word of God in your life will bring light and cause your faith to take a leap. You can always request either a CD of these messages or a soft copy can be sent to your phone for constant listening. At your request. Today's message is titled, Behold an Available and Ready Helper. Behold an Available and Ready Helper. We shall take our reading from John chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 9. John chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 9. And I read, Sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem for a feast of the Jews. Now there is in Jerusalem near the sheep gate a pool which in Aramaic is called Bethesda and which is surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there had been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and learned that he has been there in this condition for a long time. He asked him, Do you want to get well? Sir, the invalid replied, I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred while I am trying to get in. Someone else goes down ahead of me. Then Jesus said to him, Get up, pick up your mat and walk. At once, the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was a Sabbath. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being a ready and available helper, especially to those who do not have physical helpers on earth. May you use this message to encourage someone who thinks he has no helper. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Yes. Permit me to introduce to you an available and ready helper who is there for you even when you do not know him. Knowing him is a key to receiving his help. Bethesda translates to House of Mercy. House of Mercy. How many people are today in the church but yet suffering from sickness, blindness, and lame? There is hope for you, my brother. There is hope for you, my sister. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus said to Martha, If you believe, you will see the glory of God. We are in the place of mercy, and mercy will locate you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us look at this message in four headings. Four headings. Number one, the sick by the pool of mercy. Number two, the long waiting for action. Number three, the arrival of a helper. Number four, the termination of a hopeless circumstance. So we're taking them in four stages. Number one, the sick by the pool of mercy. The economic situation in our country has made many sick. Yes, many are sick in our land, in a land endowed with wealth. Like this man, and others laying by this pool. So are many people laying in our land sick, lame, paralyzed, blind, impotent, and disillusioned. My heart reaches out to the vulnerable group, widows, orphans, internally displaced people, children, and youths mostly affected. Are you in a place of blessing and yet not blessed? Are you in a place of healing and deliverance, yet in bondage? I bring you this message of hope. Yes, this one man has stayed here for 38 years. It is unimaginable. It does not matter how long you have laid in this situation. As long as one man who has laid 38 years received help, you are the next candidate to receive help in Jesus' name. Amen. The long waiting for action is the second point the long waiting for action. It is rather incredible to believe that a man was waiting for action for 38 years and never got a chance to benefit from the action. The Bible says that an angel came up at a certain time, stirs up the pool, and the first person to step into the pool after it is stirred gets well and lives. Friends, I wish you can see the picture. This seems to be the only hope for some people. It does seem that it was not well organized so that it can be done by first come, first served. This man may have been there while people who came later may get their healing and live. Hello, radio friends. You have waited for long, no doubt. You have sought healing in alternative places for long. All hope is not lost, is the message of today. Have you waited for 38 years? Do not give up. Your miracle has come. I speak on behalf of our Lord Jesus Christ, and in his name, I terminate the life of your deal that has kept you waiting for years. And wait a minute. Encourage yourself in the word of God. The man had lost hope, but a helper surfaced from nowhere, specifically for him. Do you think it cannot happen to you? Oh yes, it can. With God, nothing is impossible. The third line we want to talk about is notice that a helper arrived uninvited and unsolicited. The day was like any other day. There was no more expectation and excitement. He had no man, no helper, no relation. What's the need watching for the stirring of the pool by an angel? He has watched day after day, week after week, and month after month. Others got their healing and left. Self-help has failed him, and divine intervention was not coming forth. Meanwhile, everything is known by our Lord Jesus Christ. He sees you in your situation or circumstance. Your situation cannot go unnoticed by him. Unexpectedly, our Master Jesus appeared from nowhere and approached the man. Verse 6 of the scriptures tells us that when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Wilt thou be made whole?" Radio friends, Jesus is a real helper. It is not a coincidence that Jesus went to him. He specifically came to him. The question, "Wilt thou be made whole?" was to enable him to make a specific request. But alas, he answered, "I have no man. I have no helper." Let me introduce to you a helper. A helper who is always there to help you. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is your helper. Many like you have received help from age to age, generation to generation. He has been my helper. I personally had an enlarged spleen when I was a teenager. Liquid quinine was my main drink. No person dared to go to market without buying liquid quinine. My existence depended on it. But help came when I embraced Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Unknown to me, he was also my healer. Men and brethren, I was completely healed and I began to do and eat what I was not able to do or eat earlier on. If he healed me, he will heal you also. If he helped me, he will help you. Jesus is the helper of the one that has no helper. Even if you have a helper, a human helper, cannot do everything for you. He cannot give you life. Jesus is the life, the way, the truth, the light. Behold him and receive him now. The last point is the termination of a hopeless circumstance. The termination of a hopeless circumstance. In verse 8, Jesus said unto him, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. On the same day was the Sabbath. The New International Version says, "Immediately The man was cured. Hallelujah. Your case must be terminated. Jesus terminates diseases of known and unknown name. I wish you can embrace this helper, a divine helper. It became history. Many were peeping from the window of their houses, wondering whether it was the man or not. Those who were born when the man was dumped at the pool were 38 years old, but that situation was terminated. Friends, behold your helper, Jesus, the Son of God, the Savior and healer of diseases. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. What is holding you? Maybe because you are yet to receive him as your Lord and Savior. A hymn writer captured it this way, and I quote, "That great physician now is near, that sympathizing Jesus. He speaks the drooping heart to cheer. Oh, cheer, hear the voice of Jesus. Your many sins are forgiven. Oh, hear the voice of Jesus. The veil between you and God is riven. Redemption wrought by Jesus. As I close, I plead with you to bow your head in prayer. Acknowledge him as your helper. Receive him or reconfirm to him that he is your helper. Invite him to come to your help. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus. As many as are looking up to you for help, do please help them. I speak as your servant to their circumstances. As you said to the important man, rise up and carry your mat and go. So I speak to every man or woman, boy or girl. Jesus, the great physician, is here, the helper from heaven, the sympathizing Jesus, the one who healed me of a lice spleen years ago. Rise up and walk. Receive your healing. Let that sickness be terminated in the name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.